Welcome to the EMD podcast, where we empower motherless daughters to change, grow, and heal. My name is Zainab, and I am your host. Thank you for joining me. And if today is your first time, I want you to hit the subscribe button because I don't want you to miss an episode. Today, we are going to dive into a really good topic, and that is toxic moms, the type of toxic moms there are. People are asking me, what exactly is a motherless daughter? A motherless daughter is someone who has one of these moms. Five toxic moms. I received this information from Daily Mail UK. And the first toxic mom here is an angry mom. An angry mom is someone who is in a constant state of anger. We're not talking about a mom that is upset once in a while or agitated once in a while or had a bad day. We are talking about a mom that is constantly angry, and the child has to walk on eggshells in the home. This is not a safe environment for the child because the child is in a constant state of anxiety, trying to prevent the mother from having an emotional explosion, guys. Explosion. The child has all this responsibility on them to prevent the mother from being upset. That is not fair, and it is not safe for that child. And what it creates in the child is, again, a feeling of anxiety, a feeling of always being wrong. And this leads the child to be a people pleaser. They become a people pleaser. And now, if you listen to my episodes, two episodes back, you will be able to know the danger of being a people pleaser. It is very damaging to a person. So we don't want this type of mom. If a child has an angry mom, a mom that is in a constant state of anger, that child will not be able to maintain a supportive relationship with their mother. And therefore, that child is motherless. The second type of toxic mom here is a controlling mother. This is when a mother takes charge of every aspect in a child's life, leaving the child unable to make decisions of their own. They don't trust their own thoughts, their wants, their needs. They're second guessing themselves, always questioning themselves. This is not a good mom. This is a mom that is in control of your mind. And what happens to these kids, that child or these kids grow up to be a liar. They are constantly lying because they lie to keep the mother happy. That is not fair, and that is not okay. So a child that has a controlling mom does not have a good relationship with that mother. Therefore, that child is motherless. The third type of toxic mom here is a narcissistic mother. Now, I think this is the worst of them all because this mother is always seeking attention. This mother is totally self-involved. It's always about them. They lack empathy for their kids. Attention and adoration has to be on them at all times. This is very difficult for the child because the child becomes unsure of who they are. And the child has to be subservient to her mother's ego, yet expected to shine and be successful to put the spotlight back on the mother. This is unfair. This is terrible because it always has to be about the mom. They don't even pay attention to the child's wants and needs. It's always about them. A narcissistic mom or a narcissistic person is a very dangerous person, period, because they cannot feel for anyone else. It's always about them. The fourth type of toxic mom is an envious mom. Now, I did not know anything about this. I did not think that mothers could be jealous of their kids, but apparently they can. So an envious mom is a mom that becomes hostile when their child is successful. This is dangerous. It's like having the devil around you all the time. At the moment their child is successful, they cannot handle it. The mother's facial expression is filled with contempt. And the mother believes that the only way that they can have a comfortable and secure bond with their child is when the child feels low self-worth. Oh my God, this hurts my heart. It breaks my heart that the only way that they can have a child can have a relationship with their mom is when they think low of themselves. It just makes me want to cry. Like, this is horrible. And what happens is this: the child starts to hide their success. They hide their success. They don't discuss their accolades, their success, anything good with their moms, because they know that their moms is always negative and the mom is never going to be happy. And a lot of times this happens with mothers that so-called gave up their life for their child. They end up having resentment and bitterness, and they cannot handle their child's success or anyone else's. Not a good mom at all. And the fifth and final one that is dear to my heart that I have experienced is an emotionally unavailable mother. Guys, I have to tell you something. I just changed it a couple of days ago, to be honest. But I had my mother's phone number saved under cold ice, frozen ice. You know why? Because my mother she's never emotionally available. She cannot be there. Emotionally, she's just not present. She is cold and she is numb. And a lot of times, this type of mother has experienced something that has made them numb and cold, but they refuse to talk about it. If you want to change, grow, and heal, you have to talk about it. And a lot of times these moms, they cannot, so they think in their minds, you know? So what happens is this: when a child grows up with an emotionally unavailable mom, that child is unable to manage their emotions, organize their thoughts, or even plan out their lives. They are incapable of handling stress. They feel guilty for having positive emotions, and they feel like they are not a priority to anyone. Guys, this is me. All of this I have experienced. All of it. And it is now I am learning to fill my cup as an adult. As a 36-year-old woman, I am learning to fill my cup. And guess what? You can too. But the first thing I need you to do is for you to identify which type of mom is your mom. Is your mom a controlling mom? Is she a narcissist? Envious? Emotionally unavailable, angry? Which one is your mom? And the only way you can identify this is by paying attention to how you feel, how you act. What symptoms do you have from the things that we talked about, the effects that each and every one of these moms had on a child? Which effect are you experiencing currently? And from that, you can know what type of mom you had as a child. And next week, we are going to talk about how to address these types of moms. Tools that you will need to handle moms like this. Because, guys, we can do better. We don't have to continue having a relationship with a narcissistic mom. Absolutely not. But first, you got to take care of yourself. Until next time, I want you to be so good to yourself. Be so kind to yourself. Know that you are enough. No matter what anyone said before, you are enough. You matter and you are valuable. Please do not forget that. Be so good to you. You are worth it.